Masechet Kelim Perikur Aleph Mishnah Zayin. Here we'll talk about another type of musical instrument. The main part of the instrument was made from the horn of the animal, but the piece where a person's mouth would go on and the bell where the sound would come out from would sometimes be made from a different material. Mishnah says, Kirin, a horn of an animal which was used as a musical instrument, Agula teme'at, it was curved, it could become tameh because that curve, the part of it where it curves, could be used as a container. A horn is an animal bone, keli aitzim, which could only become tameh if it has a container. So if it's curved, then it could become tameh because a curved horn could be used to hold things or to scoop up water, and therefore it could become tameh. Upeshuta tehora, but if it's straight, it is tahor because it does not have a container, and keli made from bone, like we said, cannot become tameh unless they have containers. Now we'll talk about the mouthpiece. Im haita metzupit shela shel matechet teme'av. The mouthpiece was made from metal. The mouthpiece can become tameh even when it's detached from the horn because it's a metal keli which is subject to tum'ah. Even if it lacks a container, the mouthpiece could become tameh on its own when it's not attached because it's its own item, because it makes the blowing the horn possible, even though it's usually only used together with the horn when it's normally attached to it. It still has a purpose on its own and is considered to be a kli on its own right without the actual horn. Hakav shela, the bell, which is the wide section where the sound comes out from, if it was made from metal, Rabbi Tarfon says it could become tameh even when it's detached from the horn because it's considered to be its own keli. But the hachamim say no, it's tahor because the hachamim say the bell is a secondary to the horn. It's part of the horn, and therefore it cannot become, it's not a keli, it's not its own keli, and therefore it cannot become a tameh. According to Rabbi Tarfon, the bell has its own use, which is to make the sound come out, and even though it only works together with the horn, it still has a purpose on its own. According to Hachamim, the bell doesn't have a secondary use. It's considered to be fully part of the horn. But Hachamim agree that the bell of the horn is subject to tum'ah when it's part of the horn. Ubishat chiburan hakol tameh. When all of them, when the mouthpiece, the middle section, and the bell are together and they form the horn, even if only the mouthpiece is made of metal, Hachamim agree that they could all become tameh because of the rule of anything attached to an item that could become tameh, it could become tameh as well. So the metal piece is attached to, the metal piece is subject to tum'ah, and the rest of the horn would be as well. That's how we understand this when it's all together. We'll bring another example of a keli that has separate components to it, which could all become tameh when they're put together as one. A metal menorah has all different sections to it, the branches, the cups that hold on to the oil, the wicks, all different components to it, and then the base where the menorah stands. Kayotzebo kene menorah tehorin. Likewise, the branches of a menorah are tahor because they don't have their own identity. Haperach vehabasis teme'in. The perach and the menorah, the perach here is talking about the cups of oil, and the basis, the base of the menorah, can become tameh because they're containers. Ubishat chiburan akol tameh. But when they're all joined together, they can all become tameh, including the branches.